Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening. Michael, did you like my Halloween voice?
It was very spooky, Miss Victoria.
Actually, yours is pretty good. I'm digging on your Halloween voice.
I used to watch The Count on Sesame Street all the time. It was my favorite character.
One
teddy bear.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join Michael Kay and myself, Victoria Gaither, tonight on At Home with Victoria. Well, we kind of sort of have a Halloween theme. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay said, hey, you know what? It's the day before Halloween. We've got to get our guy, Steve Silverman, on because Steve is actually producing The End, which if you watch it, I think it's very, very spooky. So, Michael, you watched all of the episodes like before we went on the air, right?
I did. I caught up with season three, which will be the final episode. Their finale is actually airing on November 11th. And I caught up with all episodes today. It took me 13 minutes and 24 seconds, so no one has any way to go ahead and say it's a long investment in your time. But Steve Silverman, of course, the award-winning writer-director of Pretty the Series, who won multi-web awards, and now hopefully he'll go ahead and submit The End to the Indie Soap Awards this year in February. But he's joining us tonight. And also, the prettiest voice in Nashville, I call her, Anna Johnson, is going to be joining us. She had a new baby a while back, baby Eloise, and she's got a new album coming out that she raised entirely on Kickstarter. So she'll be joining us a little bit in the halfway. She's also playing tonight at the Well, if you want to go ahead and check it out. The address is up in chat. But let's go right back to our friend Steve Silverman, no stranger to At Home with Victoria. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hi, friends. I feel like the Holly Robinson Pete of your show.
You are.
You know, I say that because my old editor, Rich Mikan, worked on Oprah, and he used to tell me, like, that, like, their go-to person was Holly Robinson Pete, and that, like, if something went awry or something wasn't working out or Oprah just needed a show where she couldn't think of anything, I mean, no offense, Michael, I don't mean that in a bad way at all, they just call Holly Robinson Pete up, and Holly Robinson Pete herself was like, oh, couldn't come up with anything? All right, I'll get on a plane. So that's what I am. I'm your go-to.
Yes.
Well, I think
yes,
you're prettier than Holly Robinson Pete. That's just what I'm going to say.
I think
and
so, too.
What?
And I think,
I think so. Yeah.
I think Kobe Cole and I are like neck and neck for most times on your show.
Well, true. But
you know what?
Always a good visit.
You know what? But I have to tell you, Steve, you still have raked in with the interview that you got Michael Kay and I with Joanne Van Ark. She is still the number one listened to podcast on our show. There's another lady that's coming in second place, but only by about, I want to say, like 45 votes. So Joan Van Ark is still the number one. So we thank you for that, my friend.
Oh, that's nice. I think she would be – I'll tell her you said that, and I think she'll be thrilled. She's a doll. She's an absolute doll and has become a very good, sweet friend, and I hope that someday I can work with her again on something.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something for her to do. I mean, good heavens. Steve, let's talk about The Inn. For those who don't know, give us a brief synopsis of exactly what it's about.
The Inn is my tribute to Alfred Hitchcock, and you can view it at The Inn Series, innseries.com. We shot 15 episodes last December up in Ojai and also in Los Angeles in two different locations, and we edited them all together. We did three seasons total, so we did the first season, five episodes in February, and then I didn't make anybody wait. We came right back in June with five more, and we just had four more now. And our finale is coming in 2 weeks. It is a ghost story. It is a thriller. It is a horror. It is that show that confuses a lot of people, and that makes me happy because it's the story of a woman who must face the truth of her past. But the question is, with any good Hitchcock film, is who's telling the truth, including her? And it was really fun to film, and it's been really fun watching everybody, you know, hypothesize about what's going on. The other really cool thing we did is our episodes only are about 3.5 to 4 minutes long, and that was done both for financial reasons and also because I wanted to keep a feeling of intensity going, and I really feel that in a short time you can do that. So that's pretty much the end.
Yeah, I love the fact that the episodes are shorter because when you watch them in succession, you get more of a sense of the heightened suspense. And I will say, Crystal Chappelle plays a fantastic disheveled. You never quite know if it's just the fact that she is a little loony in the head or if it is her meds causing her to hallucinate and stuff. So well done with that. The makeup, I will say, too, on Kyle David Pierce, the sexiest ghoul I've seen in a while.
I had the opportunity when I wrote the, you know, I wrote a part and I knew what kind of age he had to be, but I had the opportunity to cast a really scary guy, you know, and then because we had already cast a very scary innkeeper played by Ray Prussia and we have a scary sheriff played by Chuck Sloan, we had the opportunity to go sexy. So I was like, let's do a sexy ghost. Let's do a hot ghost. Let's do a scary hot ghost guy. So Kyle and I have been known each other for several years, and I floated the part by him, and he really liked it. And when it's all explained in the end as to who everybody is, it'll make, you know, a little more sense. The brilliant makeup is done by the brilliant James Freitas, who was our makeup guy on Pretty, and also helped with by Kylie Presley and I said her name wrong, Priestley, and Brenda Owen. And those are all our brilliant makeup people. It's funny though with Kyle. James and I really sat and talked about it because you have to be careful when filming that, especially when you're trying to create somebody who looks dead, that it doesn't look phony and it also doesn't look too... I didn't want to do Walking Dead, like disheveled and peely and gloppy. I wanted old school horror. And very interestingly, you have to do it one way when we're outside in the night and a different way when we're in the interior. So Kyle was a very good sport because he had to have himself painted, basically painted white, his whole neck up and then also all his arms and hands. And then there was a whole process. It was really fascinating to watch him do it.
Well, Steve, I am always interested in picking your brain when it comes to your industry. And I think I talked about this before on another show, but I want to get your take on it. So I really feel like within the past, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 years, there has been an increase in movies when it comes to, like, zombies and, you know, that, you know, sort of a cross between horror and fiction. Is that just my imagination? But it seems like there's been so many shows in that's been on regular TV series. Like, what's the Sleepy Hollow? Those kind of shows, and it seems like that the appetite from the American public, that they're actually loving it.
Well, it's interesting because I think there's two things going on. One is that, you know, with the success of True Blood, which is one kind of vampire movie, and then all of the, oh, God, Bella, and what are those movies called?
Twilight.
Thank you, Twilight.
Yeah.
With those, you know, sexy vampires, There's a definite love for the macabre going on and people wanting it to be done in a classier, smarter way, you know, not as tongue-in-cheeky. The Walking Dead is a brilliant show. It's incredibly hard for me to sit through it, I will admit. It makes me so anxious. We watched the first season and, like, you're going to throw up. It's that, you know, oh, my God, feeling that in our chest. I think somebody said it really well. I was watching a retrospective on Halloween, the Halloween movies. And one of the directors of one of the movies said what people love about horror is that there's a fine line between horror and comedy. In terms of we like to get right to the edge and we know we're safe because we're just watching it. And then we back off and we kind of laugh. Oh, see, we all made it through. Oh, my God, they're going to do something else. And that's that thing. It's an emotion, I think, that we all like to go right to the edge. I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think Sleepy Hollow is a terrific show. I actually was kind of rolling my eyes like, oh, God, like, can we come up
Me
with an
too.
Original idea? But surprisingly, if you watch Sleepy Hollow, it is really original. It's a really good new take on it. And they did something I love that they brought him from the past and they're marrying the past with this. And I also love, because I do watch the show, I love that it's not about the Headless Horseman every week. They set it up that there's all sorts of ugly demons in this world that could come get you, and I kind of like that. I think that they did a pretty solid good job, and it's kind of exciting. So
Yeah, I was thinking, Michael, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I was thinking the same thing when Steve, when I saw the previews, I kind of rolled my eyes, thought, are you kidding me, Sleepy Hollow? Then one day
right.
I was downstairs, and it happened to be on, and I thought, you know, this isn't what I thought. I mean, they really do a good job of actually making it present in the present day in terms of the backdrop, the vehicles, the computers. So there's nothing that's different about how we live today, but bringing him from the past. So I thought, wow, you know what? I was like, I actually kind of like the Sleepy Hollow movie. This isn't so bad. I could watch this.
And
yeah,
what,
I only...
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I said I only saw the one episode with Michael Tay in it. Michael Tay, Steve, you met him in New York, the tall, sexy, dark-haired Aussie guy that he was playing, someone who was administering some kind of potion to the two people who had to have a hallucination to go back to find the ghoul to go.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, quite frankly, I thought it was really well-written. It was nice to see him again. But as for, you know, the conception of that, I watched World War Z the other night, and I don't know if any one of you had seen that, but, you know,
yes.
It said zombie crap again. And, you know, a zombie bites another zombie, and then 15 seconds later they become a zombie. And everybody knows it takes at least 15 or 20 minutes to become a zombie. I mean, history will tell you.
That's zombie rule 101, of course.
Duh, but, yeah, so. Anyway, Steve, What are you guys doing for Halloween? I saw you were hanging around with Stacy, and Steve came up, and David was with you and stuff. What are you doing for Halloween?
We are, I'm driving into L.A. tomorrow to edit the final episode of The Inn. I'm actually literally driving in tomorrow morning to work with Nicole until about 3 o'clock and coming home. We are going to, I just got us all of these little devil makeup things that we can put horns on and paint ourselves. And there's a party going on at a restaurant nearby that we like, so a group of us is going to go head over to the restaurant and take it easy. The great thing about living in the community of condos that we live in is that
mm-hmm.
80% of the condos here are weekend travelers. They're like we used to be. They only come on the weekends. So no one's here. There's no kids in my entire community. Thank God. And no, I love kids. I love kids. Please. They're great. And
lying.
The great
totally
thing,
lying.
It's not true.
Right.
I love all the straight people who make hot gay babies because in about 20 years, I'll have a new boyfriend. It'll be great. The good thing is no one will be knocking on our door. I really, 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 I want so badly, and anybody who knows me on Facebook will know why this is funny, I really, really, really want to dress Hazel as a Little Mermaid and dress her brother and sister dogs as two other characters because we've been teasing. We watch,
mm-hmm.
we have a tradition of watching horror movies every night for the month of October. And we have a little joke that Hazel, who we decided our smallest dog, Hazel, is obsessed with the Little Mermaid. And every time she looks over at the TV, she's like, why are we watching this? Because it's all bloody
again?
And gross. Again, where's the Little Mermaid?
Again?
Steve,
you know what? One thing I noticed, which is sort of off the topic, and I hope our producer, Michael, doesn't chastise me this, but for this. But I noticed, I feel like you're way more busier now since you left L.A. and working there at Fox than you were before. I mean, I know you were busy before because you had your regular job, but I feel like following you on Facebook, you're like way more busier now. Is that kind of true?
It's really kind of nuts, and I'm really blessed, and there are times when I have nothing where I'm like, I should be doing something. Oh, wait, I have nothing to say. I opened my own company 1 year ago. I set a goal, a financial goal of what I wanted to hit in the first year. I'm very proud to tell you I'm at 98% of that goal.
Excellent.
And it's not the end of the year yet, which is not bad for a new guy at a new, creating my own marketing production company. And I have all these irons in the fire, and I just, I'm the king of yes. I say yes to pretty much everything that comes my way. I do say no. To things where I just feel that somebody else might be better or I just don't have the time. But right now, it's just been a really exciting year. It's been really fun to just work on the projects that I want to work on and work with people that I like to work with. And I have three things right now that are about to happen, and one of them is really big and really exciting and ties the web series world that I've gotten been a part of, and I'm just waiting for them all to, happen. As you guys know, nothing's real until here we are right now discussing. Because as you know, you can say someone's going to be on your show, or you can try to book someone, but till they're actually there and it's happening,
right.
You know, it's not really happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's cool. It's all good. Like today we ran up to Idlewild, California, into the mountains. We took a look at our friend's new hotel that's up there. They've built this 5-star lodge. It's gorgeous, and we actually may go back up there and film it for them and make a little sizzle reel for them, a little promo.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah,
see, we're running out of time.
Wait,
sorry,
what are you guys being for Halloween?
You know what? If I had to open the door to Halloween, I would just have to give out soy sauce, ketchup packets, and duck sauce packages because I'm an anti-Halloween people. I put my black screen above my window and I sit in the dark while the people ring my doorbell. That's what I'm.
Why?
It just irritates me.
Why, Steve? Why Michael does this every year? I have no idea. Now, me on the other hand, I go out and buy tons and tons of candy, and no one ever comes to my house. Now my house is lit up like a freaking Christmas tree with arrows pointing, saying, "Come, get all the candy you want." And I guess all the kids that do live in my neighborhood, they must have other things to do. So I end up eating the candy and gaining about 10 extra pounds by the time Christmas is here. So this year I've decided I have purchased no candy whatsoever. My best friend normally has a little thing at her house, so I just think I'm going to go to her house. That's what I'm going to do.
That's awesome. And let me tell you, I'll say really quickly, Michael, because you'll appreciate this. 2 or 3 years ago, Jim was in Chicago and at Halloween, so I was alone, and I was watching horror movies. And this is Halloween, whatever, it's like a Thursday or Wednesday, whatever year, what Tuesday, whatever it was. And no one rang my bell. Doorbell rings. I open the door. It's two totally hot West Hollywood boys who were coming home from the West Hollywood parade. And they stopped by because they saw my light was on. And what did they want? They wanted candy. And they weren't, I don't think they were drunk or high. It just made me laugh. They were like, "Well, we're on our way to our car, but we have another couple blocks, and we wanted some candy to keep going." So there were these two half-naked men dressed like as an angel and a devil. And I gave them candy, and off they went. And it was that moment that I said, "Why am I in a relationship? Damn it."
Okay, I'm having issues here with the computer. But anyways, I was going to say, The End of Series, the finale comes out November 11th. You can check it out at www.theendofseries.com and also on facebook.com, The End of the Series. Steve Silverman, I can't thank you so much for calling in again. And happy Halloween to you and yours.
Well, I think Michael and I were having some technical problems there. Michael Kay, are you here with us still?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, so I'm still here. I think
okay.
We just had a huge glitch inside the system, but let's pick the show back up because I think we just got finished talking to Steve Silverman. And is Anna with us also, Michael?
Absolutely. Anna's with us. We're going to go to a little bit of music before we go ahead and come back. But this is Anna Johnson, This Love is Crazy, from her Ready to Go album. When we get back, Anna Johnson will be in the house. Don't go away.
I could ask you anything. Say the world's not round and I would just agree. You could take me anywhere and I would follow. Wherever you are is where I want to be. I never
Johnson with This Love is Crazy, much like our system tonight. Joining us now from Nashville, Tennessee, she's playing at the Well tonight, the Well Coffee House. Anna Johnson, thanks for coming back to the show, love. How are you?
Hey, I'm so good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Wonderful.
Before we get started, I want to ask, how's baby Eloise? You've been posting pictures, and that kid is one of the cutest kids, and it's, truth be told, I'm not really a fan of kids, but yours I would absolutely hug, and I wouldn't do anything to. So how's Eloise?
She's good. Thank you. She's sleeping right now and sweet as can be. It's amazing.
I know you're at the Well tonight. I know we have to go ahead and get you on and off pretty quickly and stuff like that, but I wanted to go ahead and congratulate you on your Kickstarter campaign for your new album. Victoria, this woman knows how to do a Kickstarter campaign. How you ended up with over goal, over $20,000 you raised, correct?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was close to $21,000, which, I mean, I can still hardly believe it.
Yeah. You know what? You came on, actually, because there was a secret sponsor that was matching pledges, pledge for pledge. How did you end up getting that?
Just somebody who's been extremely supportive of my career from the very beginning, and they were kind of holding off to give their contribution just to see how it was going and find an opportune time to kind of make an impact. And then they contacted me and said, you know what, I'm willing to, you know, match the next $5,000. And
wow.
I would so gladly take that. I mean, I was incredibly thankful, and it really helped because after that point, we were very near the final goal, and people get excited when they see that it's so close to the end, and then they start getting more excited to give, and some people even upped their pledges, and it was really amazing to see it all come together.
No, absolutely. Talk about the new album. The new album is called Home, is that correct?
It's actually called Here.
Oh, Here, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I've got a song called Home, so.
Oh, there we go. That's why I'm getting screwed up. Talk about the album and what we can expect from it. Is the music entirely different? I know. I would suggest probably that your influence now with Eloise is making you have different emotions.
Definitely. Aside from complete exhaustion, I've just had a flood of emotions of all kinds, and not many of the songs really are related to her. I haven't written a lullaby yet, for example, but just an influx of, I don't know, inspiration about things. There are a couple of heartbreak songs, but mostly they're songs about conquering fears or having new adventures or looking forward to the future, whatever that means. And a couple of the sad songs are very hopeful at the same time, so it's that same idea of being ready for whatever is next and moving on from the past and jumping into the future. And I guess that's kind of what my life's all about now, with having a baby. Everything has changed. It's very different, but I'm excited about the future, and every new day is a new adventure for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Vic?
Well, I am looking at the picture of your beautiful, beautiful baby, and I just want to squeeze those cheeks. Oh, my goodness, I want to squeeze those cheeks.
They're very kissable.
Yes, yes, they actually do look like it. So how can our your fans and our listeners follow you? I know you're on Facebook, and how can they get the album if they're interested?
The best way is actually to connect with me on Facebook or sign up for my mailing list, which you can do directly from my website, and it's annajohnsonmusic.com. There are links to all of my social networks there, and I'll be notifying people on my blog and on Facebook and probably every which way possible about the album, which is going to be released in March. So I'll keep people posted. They can watch for photos while we're in the studio, probably some videos, some sneak previews, and everything like that. And we'll be in the studio starting next week, actually. So we're about to dive into this whole new excitement.
When can people go ahead and expect the album to come out, Anna?
I'm thinking the second week of March, maybe the third.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
it's
that's
a
pretty quick.
Time yet, but, yeah.
And your sister will be joining you as well?
She will. My sister, my husband, my whole live band, and we'll have a couple of guest musicians, a good friend of mine who plays the cello, and a keyboard player who will do some fun production-type things, and Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to have a different sound than my past records. A few songs that are a little bit more out of the box, but it's a really cool marriage of organic folk kind of music and I don't want to say techno because that's totally not it, but more manipulated kind of electronic sounding drums, if that makes sense. Like we'll play real drums and then we'll have some fun with them behind the scenes. So I'm really excited about it.
Fantastic. Her new album, Anna Johnson's new album called Here, is coming out in March. You can go ahead and check her out. Check out more of Anna Johnson at annajohnsonmusic.com. And actually, take a trip in the car to go see her tonight at The Well at 2035 Richard Jones Road in Nashville, Tennessee. I hear you're going to be playing there till around, 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, there are a bunch of musicians playing this evening. And I'm on around 8 o'clock with my husband and my good friend Chris. We're going to have two guitars and percussion and some vocals, and it's going to be really fun. It's a great place, good coffee, great people. Come out for sure.
Fantastic. Anna, thanks so much for joining us again, and like I said, love to Eloise and the band, and love to you, doll. I said you're the most beautiful singer in Nashville, honey, and I meant it, okay?
Oh, thank you guys so much. And Victoria, I'm the same way as you about the candy, by the way. Just want to let you know I can't have it in the house.
Right, you eat it all.
Thanks,
Anna.
In October.
Cool.
Oh, goodness.
Beans.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna. You too.
Oh, Mike, oh, Michael, I see I am not the only one that buys Halloween candy and eat it. So the other thing that I would do is I would buy the Halloween candy like way before Halloween, and then by the time Halloween would get here, I would have like 2 or 3 weeks of eating the candy. Then I would have to go out and buy some more. So I thought, I'm putting a stop to this. But getting back to you, since we actually have a couple of seconds, I think you just need to give in and just go ahead and buy candy and just go ahead and be a part of Halloween. I just think you should just do that. I'm not gonna
think so.
But you have to tell our listeners why this happened to you. You didn't tell them who knocked on the door, so tell that story.
Okay.
Maybe they'll understand.
This is a very interesting story. The very last year that we were celebrating Halloween, I went out and bought the $60 worth of the and Steve was very funny because we couldn't give the small bars out. We had to give like the full size bars. He just didn't want to look cheap to the neighborhood. And so yada yada yada, the night's going on and it's cute and there's princesses and goblins and skeletons and crap. And then all of a sudden this car pulls up and this guy gets out with a cigarette out of his mouth and then comes up to the door, rings the doorbell, and he's standing there with a bag saying trick or treat. And I thought Halloween is officially over for me. That is just absolutely too stupid. But, Vic, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Shannon Sebold up in chat. I want to thank Steve Silverman. Check out The Inn at theinnseries.com and Anna Johnson at annajohnsonmusic.com. For At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Happy Halloween, Vic.
You too. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.